Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't handle it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. And today won't be no different. Today we're going to be talking about the transgendered woman, Chrissy Lee Polis. And we're also going to be talking about MI6, CIA, and Al-Qaeda. What does that mean for you? So today, without any further ado, let me first give a shout-out. We got Mikey on the line. We got... Oops, I'm in the wrong fucking page, aren't I? Hee hee hee. I'm still in Christie's chat. Yeah, we got Goddess Bliss up in the chat room. We got Dive Man. We got Taxameter. We got Christy Truth Brigade. We got Samiet, Sam I Ain't, and Anon. How you doing, Anon? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Today, I'm sure by now you guys have heard of Chrissy Lee Polis, the white 22-year-old transgender female who was savagely beaten at a McDonald's in Baltimore by two black females. When I first heard this, I was thinking, who's going to win the hate crime Olympics? Meaning, the two black females, are they going to beat the hate crime rap, or will they skate? Are they going to get charged with a hate crime, or are they going to skate by because they're black? Yay, yes, Obama's president, we can act like niggas with no repercussions, you know.
White people act that way too, though.
Well, yeah, you know, it's true, but you know what, the times have changed to the point where if they do something like that, they get slapped with a hate crime thing, even if they didn't, you know, even if it wasn't really a hate crime, they'll add the hate crime thing just to put in a little bit more oomph.
Transgender pre-op or post-op?
I don't know. I didn't.
That's what would interest me. as far as did they go that far to actually do that to their body? I mean,
well, you know, I was on Facebook today, and a transgendered person was nice enough to explain the whole mental aspect of it, and also, you know, I still don't know how to explain it. It's like a culture type of thing. Well, the whole identity, there we go, the whole identity of a transgender, they don't like to be called transgendered. because in their minds they feel that them being born a male, when they feel and believe that inside they're female, they feel that that was a birth defect sort of thing.
I wish people would deal with what nature gave them.
The way she or he explained it was, we got Zen Brooklyn, Jim Bite My Shorts, how you doing?
Disingenuous, because, I mean, that might be the truth for them, that they don't like being called transgendered, but as a whole, they call themselves transgendered because the groups are...
Okay, we got Storm McGonagall. She's listening from New Zealand. Thank you, Storm McGonagall, for listening. She seriously wants to talk to you. Maybe what I'll do is if people can't call in the number, let me try to hook up the Skype to hook up the Skype so that way I can take calls and from people from across, and they could just add me Crotch Shot Radio on Skype and I will accept you.
This all affects them too. I mean, this whole world is affected by the New World Order, and I love talking to people around the world.
Right. No, but your views on this.
I'm willing to discuss. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, whether she was transgendered or not, the fact that I mean, the issue is that these females felt like they could just beat on someone, and no one came to this person's rescue. I mean, from the video I saw, two people try to stop it, but they didn't make a citizen's arrest on the women. They just let them run away. Thankfully, that idiot that was laughing over this poor woman or person, I don't even know how to refer to.
Individual. I don't call anybody a person for various reasons.
Well, dude, I don't know. I don't know how to refer to. I don't.
Individual. Human, or just say individual.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, let me get back to this because I actually wrote something down here. I got like so many, like I am the producer, I am I gotta try to call in and open it up. Okay, we got Rachel McGonagall. Hey, I'm calling in, I'm opening up the Skype, so...
The floodgates, and I'd just like to put it out there, I'm consistent on this. I believe in the non-aggression principle, and I don't believe that it's right to initiate an attack against somebody.
Right.
Now, if you're defending yourself, that's different.
Yeah. Okay, let me add a Rachel to the call. Yeah, but anyways, I mean, look, I might not be, we got Rachel?
Yep.
Rachel, can you shut off the player so that way I don't hear myself echoing?
Oh, okay. Hang on. Give me 2 seconds.
Rachel, can you shut off the player so that way I don't hear myself?
Yep. Sounds right.
There you go. So you're calling from the from New Zealand. I was about to say you're calling from the New World Order.
I will rule the world one day, Fred. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing that's going on. I'm let you know about me. I'm a sex change female, okay? Which the gentleman there was talking about before, he doesn't understand it, okay? And I think it's important for people to understand. Most of the discrimination that's out there is because of ignorance, because people do not understand us. And, you know, we're just ordinary people, but it's not about... He made a comment about understanding yourself and living with what you're born with and that. Well, what I was born with was actually mucked up and buggered up, and it wasn't right. Where it's been corrected now.
Okay, my question, Rachel, is, I mean, what was going through your head, you know, while you were rest. I mean, I'm pretty sure this couldn't have been an easy decision to make to make such a radical change to your body.
Took me 3 hours to decide to have a sex change surgery. That was all, but it took me a lot longer than that to decide to come out and be open about who I am. For most of my life, took me 50 years.
Okay.
I mean, I've cross-dressed since I was 7, and I never understood why. You have to understand the type of environment I was living in, and being, you know, I'm 55. I was born in 1955. Nobody talked about transsexuals in New Zealand back in those days. You know, this wasn't discussed. So why would I ever think I was transsexual? So I grew up being taught and educated that I should be a man, get married, get a job, have 2 kids, retire behind a white picket fence, and I did that.
But what was going through your? I mean, my thing is, what was going through your head mentally? That goodness, I don't even know what terms to say. I mean, I'm just gonna go right out and say it. Correct me if you want. What made you decide? What made you decide that you were a female?
Like every transgender or trans, I don't like the word transgender. Every transsexual is actually an individual, and they all do it for different reasons and have different things happen to them. For me, it was a gradual process. Because I didn't understand, you know, from the age of a young age of what a transsexual was, I lived and I grew and I became a rugby player, a top sports person. I was a very prominent, outspoken male, and that I went out to prove I was male. But over time, I gradually came to learn and understand the other side of who I really was. But it took a long time with me. But then nowadays, a lot of the younger ones, they're able to understand much earlier, and it's absolutely wonderful, and they've got so much advancement that they can have. But unfortunately, the discrimination cut us off. I mean, what happened in Baltimore there was absolutely horrific and disgusting. Great advert for America.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, the fact that that she was transgendered or a sex change female, that's not really the issue. Well, I mean, goodness, I mean it's an issue, but it isn't. I mean the fact of the matter is, I'm keeping my eye on this story because that this is a common thing that the blacks in this nation have been attacking, different ethnic groups, other, I guess gay group, well, gay, you know, gay, bisexual, trans, you know, this sort of thing. I mean, yeah. and you know, that there, it's because of YouTube and because of, the cell phone, video cameras now, it's becoming more and more noticed. It's becoming more out there. Like, well, first it was the lady, I forgot her name, that she tore up a Burger King because the Burger King was taking too long to make her food. So yeah. She decided to go crazy. This, I mean, allegedly the reason why they did it was because, they didn't like the fact that she was using the women's bathroom. And, yeah. The other reason was that this person, Chrissy Lee Polis allegedly looked at one of the girl's boyfriends, and they didn't like that either.
Yeah, and the way Chrissy tells it is the boyfriend actually approached her first. She didn't approach the boyfriend.
Mm. So, I mean, that's...
Watch the video.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what you're saying is I actually agree. The transgender issue is an issue here, but it is not the major issue. The major issue is that two people were attacked in a McDonald's with violent intent by two other people. Okay? Chrissy Polis was attacked by the two, and then the lady who came to her help, she was attacked. Now, that's what America needs to be fighting, is the violence that's out there. It doesn't matter.
I've got to ask this, and no offense is meant at all, but if this is such an issue that people need... absolutely need to come to grips with. They need tolerance. And how come it's the media that that is pushing that we need this tolerance?
Because the media is a very important tool to try and get education out there and to try and get understanding of it. Politicians,
the media is brainwashing.
Sorry?
The media is brainwashing. It is out there to confuse us in so many ways.
Why? It's up to you to take from the media what you want to. Whether you want to be brainwashed by them or not, it's your own ability.
My point with it is this, is it's so hard to tell what's true and false on the media, because there will be some things they bring up, they may or may not be true issues. You don't know. You don't know what reasons they're bringing them up, what agenda they have, and it becomes really difficult to sift through these things.
I mean, the media do sensationalize. An example I'll give you is one that you guys have already talked about and used, is that they've talked about Chrissy being a transgender, mm-hmm. but they've also talked about her sex change. Now, is she a sex change or is she not? Okay.
What's the difference?
Well, a transgender... Okay, you guys in America are a little bit different than here in New Zealand, but basically transgender is an umbrella term that's above everything, that underneath it has transsexuals, pre-op and post-op. It has drag queens, intersex, drag kings, genderqueer, androgynous people, all come in under the transgender umbrella. A transsexual is under the transgender umbrella, but just because somebody's a transgender doesn't mean they're a transsexual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? But the big thing here is, if she's sex change, then she is a female. I'm a sex change. I am legally a female. There's no reference to my being male or my past male side at all. Yes, if you did a test on me, I've got probably the wrong chromosomes for a female. Okay? But that's not the point.
Here's my question then. I mean, you might be able to argue these things from a sense mentally. And let me finish this. This will be short, but I got to make a couple points to get here to the end. When they scan brains of those who are homosexuals, gay or lesbian, their brain looks a little bit closer to that of the opposite gender. Okay.
So you're saying they scan gay people. And let's say it was a gay man, it'll look like a female's brain pattern.
I've got to finish. That's why, because I mean, this is complicated. Nobody knows what the result of that change is. I mean, whether it's a result of the way they've thought and their brain shapes that way over time, or whether that brain developed that way on its own as a result of what was naturally there. My question on the transgender thing is, it is not an issue of what's there in the chromosomes. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is born with just a penis has the XY chromosomes just like every other male. Someone who is born with just a vagina has the XX chromosomes, just like every other female. So it cannot be argued that this genetic sense of gender carries over. I could see how you can argue it's some type of mental thing, and I admittedly don't know the complete science behind that, because there's just so much conflicting evidence on both sides.
Oh, there is. But to throw into what you're asking there, is what's an XXY?
XXY is a that's Klinefelter syndrome. That's what you would call a hermaphrodite.
Yeah. But I mean, I think too much emphasis is placed on the chromosome side of it, okay? I mean, one of the ones
everything biologically with gender.
Well, I'm not really big on chromosomes, so I really can't argue with you on them, because I really don't know the ins and outs of them, and I don't mind admitting it. But, I mean, my thing is that a lot of transsexuals will argue that I was born with the wrong body. Now, my argument is, Is it that their body doesn't match their brain, or is it that their brain doesn't match their body? Which is wrong? Should I have gone and had gender reassignment surgery and corrected what I believe and how it should be corrected, or should I have actually gone and had a brain transplant?
People should do whatever they want to with their body, so long as they're not harming anybody else. But,
exactly.
I think it's everybody's right to have their kind of own personal views on what's behind all this. And I wouldn't have the right, as a result of that, to tell you what you should do or should have done or shouldn't have done.
Okay, and
I don't think I'm saying anything of that sort at all.
But I appreciate that, and that's a really nice thing to hear from you, thank you. And I mean, but if that's the case, then why don't I have a right to get a job equally the same as anybody else? Why don't I have a right to use the female toilet in a McDonald's? Why do I have the equal rights? If that is what I am, and you're saying that I'm allowed to do that, why don't I have those other rights? Why are they being denied me in America?
You said, why don't you have the right to get a job? Is that what you asked?
My
view on the free market is that people hire who they want to, and I mean, I get a lot of crap for this, but I mean, if you've got a racist employer, the government should not be able to force him to say, well, you have to hire this many black guys, or if it's a black guy, you have to hire this many white guys, or Asian guys.
Well, that's the thing.
This is a bad business decision.
Mike, you got
and
that
the
twisted.
Community
though.
Would decide to. The community would decide that they want to boycott it.
Mike, you got that twisted though, because the point that I made was when it comes to laws based on race, it's so selectively enforced here. So yeah, they'll make the white guy hire minorities for his business, but they won't make the black person or the Asian person or the Latin person hire based on
it should be abandoned altogether.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think
of
it
course.
Should go under the term of a business it's a bad business decision, because if a guy refuses to hire someone of other races, that will reflect negatively upon the public, and they might boycott the goods.
Exactly.
And it will bankrupt them.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, these hate crime laws are so selectively enforced, which is why I'm more worried that Chrissy is not going to get the justice that she's looking for. I mean, so far they've reported that they're investigating this as a hate crime. And it seems like a lot of lesbian, gay, and bisexual groups are lobbying the police, the Baltimore Police Department, in charging these girls with a hate crime. And look, as much as I disagree with the hate crime laws, because they're so selectively enforced, and of course it doesn't really prevent violence. It doesn't. I mean, look, as a minority myself,
it's not right.
Yeah,
it's not right altogether.
Just sitting here in New Zealand, I find it quite funny looking at it all. Like, you know, I was horrified at the Christopher Hobbs thing and all the rest of it. But something else that horrified me was the police report that I've seen from the assailant. Now, you talk about a hate crime, you should take on the Baltimore Police Department that headed up on that police report that under race, she's black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, black is not a race, nor is white. That is racist. And in this country, that is a racist thing. Why are they not being put down as American, African-American, or what the race that they actually are? You guys need to sort out your race things over there, because you actually promote it, because you both had actually used the term black yourself here. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, Taximeter in the chat room, he brought up this point that I actually found this myself. The 18-year-old girl, police have now released a mugshot of the 18-year-old who was videotaped beating a transgender female along with a second 14-year-old female attacker at a Baltimore McDonald's. Our report on this incident, and now it's been reported that this is not the first time Ms. Brown was arrested for attacking someone at this McDonald's. According to court records, Tiona Monet Brown was charged with 2 counts of assault when she allegedly attacked 38-year-old Danielle Dower after she left the same McDonald's, back in July of 2010. And in that case, Dower told investigators that she had just left the McDonald's with her two daughters when Brown allegedly approached her and shouted, "Did you call me ugly?" Although Dower insisted that she didn't, Brown allegedly persisted in badgering Dower until a shoving match ensued. That's when Brown reportedly struck the victim in the face and struck her with an umbrella. At some point, Brown's two friends jumped in and began attacking Dower's daughter, dragging her by the hair across the floor. The case was later dropped, reportedly at the victim's request. The Weekly Vice has linked to her Facebook page twice now. However, she keeps deleting her picture and then changing the last name on the Facebook page in an apparent attempt to deflect attention until the story blows over. So, I mean, there's a history of violence with this chick. She's the one with the mental issue, in my opinion. The you know, if she thinks everyone's talking about her, everyone's looking at her man, that's going to set her off.
Now, can I interrupt a second? Because that's the report you read.
Ah, okay, go ahead.
You haven't read. There's a piece there where Dower lost her wig. Now, it's not in that report that you just read. Now, I don't know for anything, but I'm very intrigued to find out whether Dower herself might be a transgender. Now, if Dower was a transgender and Dower was attacked previously by this person, and you have to say this was a hate crime.
Oh my God, I do not. That's a loaded term, hate crime. I am so weary of this, because the reason they're putting these things out in the media is so that they can make these hate crime laws, and that's step number one to abridging our freedom that we have in America. I'm not saying freedom to beat people up, but they're going to use these hate crimes to go cover speech and stuff like that, and it's going to cover so many areas, not just race. It's going to abridge people's speech and a lot of factors. The ADL is huge in wanting to push these hate crime laws, and
I think they're often far more than they should be. I don't have a problem with that, and I think transgenders also have to. We have to live with who we are, but in same token, people like McDonald's have to step up to the mark too. McDonald's Corporation has a big part to play in this, and same as that franchise. Intrigues me with that guy.
Yeah, you're right.
They fired the person who took the video and who uploaded it. Now, if they only fire that person, then what he was fired for was bringing disrepute to McDonald's Corporation. He was not fired because he did anything where he didn't try and help or anything like that. They have to fire at least another four people. Okay, otherwise they are not being consistent. They just put McDonald's just picking their butt.
Well, also, I mean, he should be charged with aiding and abetting as well, because in the video you clearly hear him say, she's seizing. You girls got to get out of here. The cops are coming. And of course, somebody that looked like to be the manager needs to get fired as well, because you see him holding the door open and allowing them to escape. If McDonald's had a security officer on duty, which that I've seen security officers on duty in black and mostly black neighborhoods, they'll have a security officer there. I wonder why.
He just ignored her. He turned her back on the assailant and let them come back and have a crack at him. He's got to be fired too. If the manager, who person was.
Exactly. I mean, why would you eat in an establishment where, you know, at any given time, if something happens, you're on your own. You're on your own. That's not a good establishment. Yeah. But unfortunately, McDonald's is too big to fail, because I mean, they just had an increase in profits this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually personally agree with the cause for, you know, boycott McDonald's and that sort of thing. I don't believe that's a waste of time. The time is for to negotiate with McDonald's, and for McDonald's, who I'm sure is a good company, they do a lot of good around the world, to step up to the mark in regards to this and with regards to transgender people.
But there is no negotiating with them. They poison their food.
Exactly. They
it's
should
genetically modified, full of hormones and all sorts of stuff you would never imagine.
Straight out, I'm full of hormones too.
Yeah, I mean, look, and now, and with this, now it's like even more healthier to cook your own food than go to McDonald's, because you can get your ass kicked, and no one will do nothing. But yeah, I mean, look, I got a number here. If you guys want to call McDonald's and let them know how you feel, the number is 1-800-244-6227. That's their comment line. That's the number that they advertise, so I can release this. Call McDonald's and jam up their lines. Tell your friends to jam up their lines. The number again is 1-800-244-6227. The lines are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Well, I mean, what I'd like to say is that on Facebook, the transgender beaten at Baltimore McDonald's profile, mm-hmm. you will find a lot of information there on how to contact McDonald's too, both the actual McDonald's store in Rosewood or wherever it is in Baltimore, and also the McDonald's Corporation and, you know, the name of the franchise owner. I think don't go hating them, don't go being vindictive and nasty to them, but give them a call and tell them what your thoughts are. Yeah, I totally agree. But do it in a good manner, not in a nasty, even there's too much violence already gone down. Don't promote more.
Yeah, we got people in the chat room you know, just outraged at this. Christy in the chat room goes, "What a monster. I could have really had fun with that bitch." Goddess Bliss, she says, "Sue time." Christy again says, "Wow, this is hard to watch. Makes me want to go find her." Goddess Bliss, "Her man was probably looking at her. LOL. Sue McDonald's and the workers for sure." people are now scared. People are, you know, we look at 9/11. You go to help and you get called a terrorist. You get shitted on. People are scared to help now because you could get sued or killed or shot at. Let's call McDonald's and Chrissy goes. Chrissy then replies, "Let's call McDonald's and talk to those lame-ass minimum wage employees, slaves that act like monsters. Fuck McDonald's, boycott," says Goddess Bliss. And
well, the 55-year-old elderly lady who went to her aid was not scared to go and do something, and she is a wonderful person. And more Americans need to turn around, especially ones that were there, and think, "Hell, you know, she put me to shame."
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I saw that. And they were going to fight the old lady. I'm like, wow, the nerve of these bitches. And I'm sorry. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, don't call them bitches. No, they are bitches. In fact, they're a lot worse. I mean,
it's the all-American, violence is the all-American way to anything. It's, you know, there was another post I saw somewhere where a guy reckoned, you know, that Chrissy should have turned around and smacked them and punched them and had it and stood up for herself at work. He actually called her heel.
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I wish she was able to defend herself. I mean, look, I mean, I know a lot of Aussies and Kiwi and New Zealanders disagree with violence, but sometimes if you're getting punched and kicked, sometimes you just gotta close your eyes and start swinging and you hope you hit some vital organs. I mean,
well,
you got,
I've been
you know.
Out and around. I've walked in some pretty dangerous places for a transsexual. I'm in Sydney, Australia, down the back streets of King's Cross and places like that. And I have never yet been attacked and I've never actually used any violence. I've had half a McDonald's hamburger too, thrown at me once. That was all I've ever had. Okay? It's all about attitude. It's all about how you handle yourself and how you answer back. Violence begets violence. And if somebody says something to you, then walk away.
Yeah, well, not necessarily true. I mean, look at that Australian boy who had enough and lifted up that little schmuck and threw him on the ground. Almost, you know, yeah, he almost broke his leg, but good for him. You don't go around, it's not, you gotta send the message, look, it's not okay for you to put hands on people, and if you do, you're gonna get shot in the face. No, I mean, you're probably gonna get knocked the hell out. And that's how it is. I mean, look, all this pacifist stuff is garbage because look, Gandhi got killed, Malcolm X got killed, Martin Luther King Jr. got killed, and they were all pacifists.
I'm sorry.
If it came down to it, I'd rather go down fighting than standing there like a schmuck.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've been taught some moves that if I had to defend myself, the first, if you attack me, where do you think would be the first place I would attack on you?
The nuts?
Where would I? No, why? You might go down and you might not. My fingernails are quite long, as seen my fingers. My fingernails will go straight in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll only get one chance to hit you, so I'll make it count.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next one would be a backhand into your throat.
Yeah. We got guy that's bliss, she's like, Tiona Brown is now marked, and I hope she watches out, because if she doesn't get jail time, she'll have to relocate. Well, look, I mean, Goddess Bliss, there's a lot of lesbians in jail. They'll take care of her when she goes in jail. So she's gonna get dealt with twice.
Yeah, but it's not right to take that. But you know, yeah, unfortunately, I'm pleased I don't live in America. And you guys have handguns and you just go out there and shoot some motherfucker if it doesn't come out right.
Hey, we don't say motherfucker on this show.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Go ahead, celebrate it.
I find it hard. I mean, in all my life, America is actually one place I've never wanted to go because of the violence. And Americans need to think about it. But in America, it's seen around the world as a violent nation. If it's not white fighting blacks or the religious side of things, and then nowadays it's coming into the gays and the transsexuals and all the rest of it. There is so much violence loaded around America. It's phenomenal. And the answer is go and buy a gun.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if it wasn't for the fact, I mean, over here we need the right to carry guns. It's a right. Of course, they're trying to take it away, but you know, if we didn't have handguns here or have the right to defend ourselves, America would be a lot more dangerous place. It's the fact that they're taking away guns from us is the fact that this violence is starting to get worse. Because
New Zealand and Australia are both outgrowths of Europe, pretty much, and culturally, as far as that's concerned, and Europe has never been very high with gun rights. In fact, I don't think they've really ever had gun rights to a big degree. But here in America, that was set forth so that if tyrants ever came again, people would have them.
Yeah, unfortunately, Americans can never get rid of their guns now because you have so many guns here that you will never be able to get rid of them.
It's good. I'm trying to get a gun license myself. I mean, it's difficult. It's still not impossible, but I want to be able. Well, dude, I can't just. I know. Licenses are wrong. You know, I shouldn't need
a
license.
They're gonna come and take it away from you.
Shit. You know, they won't sell me a gun without one, and I don't trust, you know, going to, you know, Blackie's gun shop.
Go to a gun show and do one of those
New York City. Look up New York City gun laws. They don't have gun shows. They don't have gun shows in New York City. I would have to go 20 miles upstate to upstate New York.
Do that, and when you get a gun show, do not do it at the table. Do it to the side. You know, do it behind the scenes. They'll make deals with you. And this is the type of loophole that they were talking about they wanted to get rid of, the gun show loophole, because it's so horrible.
Oh well. All right.
Get it without registering it, you know.
Screw that. If that's the case, I'm getting me a P90 submachine gun. something small.
This is exactly what I was going to comment, is when somebody's got a gun, somebody's got to get a bigger one. And then somebody's got to get a bigger one too. And the next thing you'll have people having rocket launchers and firing at each other, but the hell with a little Colt 45.
You don't need a rocket launcher.
Still wind up with some idiot having a nuclear missile in his backyard because he's defending himself.
Yeah, right. I'll be the wise ass walking around with a nuke, be like, don't you dare fuck with me. Yo, if you fuck with me, we all going. If you going, I'm going.
You've got nutters out there who will, and I'll guarantee you've got nutters who have already got them.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
That's that you would have them do unto you. That's a very old principle found in all parts of the world.
Dude,
in ancient society.
I just had the scenario in my head.
Without sin, the first sign.
Okay. Yeah, I just had the funny thought in my head. It's like two guys fighting each other, like a la Looney Tunes. Bugs Bunny will come out with a gun. The other guy will come out with a similar gun. So Bugs Bunny will run back, get a bigger gun, and it will constantly be an arms race between two neighbors until one guy comes out with the nuke. You're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some dude will actually buy the Enola Gay and constantly fly it around, just wishing someone would talk shit. Be like, will you call me?
New Zealand's got six Skyhawks up for sale if you want to buy one. We can't sell them. Mm. Must be somebody in America wants to buy one of us.
Yeah, I'll buy a nuke.
I don't know that they come complete with arms, but... You know, they probably still have the guns on them, but, you know, I don't know. But it's six Skyhawks there for sale in New Zealand, can't sell them.
Yeah. Oh, Sam I ain't says, I want a rocket launcher. I want a chain gun. Look, you just said the magic word. Everyone wants a rocket launcher now. In fact, maybe I should make some money selling RPGs to people. Let's do this.
If you live in Miami, get a nuclear stuff. You take student tours as well on the side.
Dude, I'd be the wise ass with the tank just going down the street picking up some milk. Hello? I'll go to McDonald's with the tank. Yeah, I'll have the number two extra fries.
Yeah, nobody's going to muck with me.
Yeah, no one's fucking with me. Yeah.
Here, you know,
I swear to God, I wish that semi truck fuck with me.
Yeah, I know. But you know, I mean, the whole issue though is, where's it going to end for you guys? Because the violence is escalating and it's getting worse, and the antagonism between the races, between the religions, between the political parties, it's all getting very aggro in America these days. A lot more aggro than it was, I believe, 30 years ago.
Well, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that, I mean, I'd say if we weren't violent, we would be taken over by New Zealand with flowers.
I think you'd be taken over by China. You'd be taken over by China before.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, let China try something. Let China try something. Because if the army ever were to fall, it would be the gangs and the drug lords that would be defending my freedoms.
Yeah.
We're going to take this to the streets, yo.
They have nothing to lose. They got people upon people that they're sending over. You think you're done with us? You're not, motherfucker.
But I don't know, but it's nice to see that you are following this transgender issue. I mean, obviously, neither of you two are transgender, so, you know, it's nice to when people are interested in that.
I used to be a polar bear. I am the first bear to human
trans-species.
I still have a hankering for seal, but now I speak, yes.
No.
I'm a fully sentient polar bear.
There's a lot of people by speaking out and at it, but don't ruin it by, you know, making a joke out of it all either.
Well, look, it's if we don't laugh at this, you know, if we don't, you know, it's making jokes out of it is all we have. It's how we cope.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, look, it's, you know, I do comedy, so I have to take the most horrible shit I could find, and try to find a joke. Cause I mean, how else? Because if you don't, how else are people going to face the nightmare that happens, it all the time? How do you inform people? Cause normally, people are just going to be like, oh, turn it off. I don't want to know nothing about this. And it gets swept under the rug. You make people laugh at it. You force them to look at the issue. Look at the issue and have it in the back of their mind thinking, wait a minute, that is wrong. Maybe we should do something about it.
Laughing because it's funny is fine. Laughing because it's ridicule is not. Okay, I don't have a problem. I mean, I make jokes about trans as well, and about myself even. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I went to a comedy club here a while ago, and some friends told me they weren't trans, but I was. And
I don't know what color the seals were. All I know is when I was a polar bear, the seals that I would catch were delicious. Google Seabird.
And the comedian had to poke some crap at me at one stage. So I just turned around and I'll tell you what, he lost his words is what I did, but I'm not going to tell you what I did. But, you know, I poked it back at him. I got a round of applause from everybody. Okay?
And yeah, he probably wasn't a good comedian.
He was, actually. He was a bad. But it was good because it was good banter and there's no harm with that. Mm-hmm. And it made people think. And I had no problem with it, with what he did either. Mm-hmm. What I did, that was just all fun as well. But it was cool. And as it went down at the end of the night, I mean, I was outside talking to them afterwards, having a drink, and everyone else was talking, and it was good. It made people think. I mean, here in New Zealand, I stand up and out very public in a lot of ways. I stood up too publicly because I want people to think. If people want to ask me a question, they can ask me, you know, people can ask me even the most intimate question as long as they ask me nicely and because they want to know and understand, I don't have a problem, and I'll tell them. If they ask me in a derogatory way, they'll get a derogatory answer. But the only way people are ever going to understand us is if transsexuals actually stand up there and tell people what it is actually like. And that's what's happening at the moment. We are telling people we've had enough of it. It hurts. It causes the suicide rate in amongst transsexuals and transgenders is horrifically high. I can't quite get the figures, but I'm sure you've got them there somewhere. Compared with other people, it's as high as anything. Trying to get a job, trying to get housing in America, it's hard. And they need help. You guys need to do something for your own people. So I've had my spiel. Thank you.
All right. So, anyway, do you want anything you want to promote?
Well, promote me, darling. I'm looking for a husband. Is there one around?
Mike, you want to take this?
How tall is he? How old?
You're too good for him.
I'd be the first person to say that.
Alrighty, so that was Rachel from New Zealand. And,
okay, thanks a lot, please.
Thank you. Alright.
Bye.
Alrighty. So we're gonna take a quick musical break, and then we're gonna get into our next article here. That was a good discussion. Mike, what'd you think?
It was interesting.
You judgmental son of a bitch.
Okay.
Alright. So anyways, we're gonna play a song, take a quick musical break. This is Titty Cheese. No, I'm just kidding. Shades of Grey by Section 8 Cartel.
The show is called Shades of Grey.
Mike.
You want water?
No, I'll take a nap here,
we'll be right back.
right, welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That was Shades of Grey by Section 8 Cartel. Yeah, man. What's up, everybody? I'd like to thank everyone for sticking around. And, yeah, no, this next story is under the, the no shit file. Everyone knows, it seems like, they, in a recent, WikiLeaks, expose, they found out that an Al-Qaeda operative, was working with British intelligence at the same time, at the same time he was, accused of bombing Christian churches and luxury hotels in Pakistan. This was reported by Sky News on Yahoo UK. Adil Haddad Al-Jazari bin Hamil. Jesus Christ, how many names does a motherfucker need? Jesus. Is made in secret reports on detainees at the U.S. military's Guantanamo Bay prison camp, obtained by whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. It also appears that the U.S. government suspected the BBC of being a possible propaganda media network. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black right there, right? For Al-Qaeda, after a phone number from the World Service was found in the possession of several suspected terrorists. But a spokeswoman for the corporation said, independent and impartially are at the heart of all BBC World News output. The service has interviewed representatives of all organizations from all sides involved in the Afghan conflict, so it would not be surprising that a number believed to relate to the BBC Pashtun service was in circulation. So what do you think of that? They discovered someone who they suspected is part of Al-Qaeda actually working for British intelligence.
That's them ousting themselves. Look, I've brought this up time and time again, and people don't seem to think it's true. These people have some weird sense of morality. This is the only sense of morality that they have, if you can call it that. They always oust themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's subliminally through some type of weird symbols in some movie, or straight out, these people always oust themselves because they think it's the funniest thing in the world that they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is read these things to them that are out in the open, and they'll still call you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's the funniest thing in the world that they can do that.
Yeah. Really, you're right. You're right. Because, I mean, again, it proves to them that they have power, that they can admit this, and there's nothing we could do to stop them. So I mean, they're out, and of course there's gonna be someone that says, "Oh, this doesn't prove nothing. This doesn't prove nothing." Yeah. Anyways, like to thank Rachel for calling in, Mike for calling in. Like, give big shout outs to Casey, Dive Man, Goddess Bliss again, lovely lady, lovely voice. Jim, Bite My Shorts, Nessie. Sean Photograph, Christy, Diane, Sam I Ain't, and who else am I forgetting? There was another gentleman here. Oh, Taxi. Taxi, like to thank him for stopping by, and of course, all the Anons for stopping by. Always check out the Crotch Out Radio Show on Facebook. We got the links on the side if you're on CrotchShotRadio.com. Always check out CrotchShotRadio.com. Feel free and subscribe to our news feed and podcasts on iTunes. Very easy, free to subscribe. Yeah, and if you like the show, feel free and help support the Crouch Out Radio Show. It helps me buy aspartame, which I run on practically. So,
can I get my Crotch Shot Radio Show coffee mug yet?
What you want to do is you go to crotchshotradio.com/store, and you click the link to our cafe press, and they got cups there. Cups and, you know.
I have coffee mugs?
Coffee mugs, probably, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Check that out.
Yeah, so, go to crotchoutradio.com/friends and look at all the other kick-ass radio shows we got there. Yeah, man, Crotchout TV, we got a lot of stuff for you to check out. This is a fully working battle station. So anyways, come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat schedule, well, same crotch time, same crotch schedule. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, saying from my house to your house. Mahalo.